With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
No.
We want deal.
Welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the graphic designer of all things moving on Twitch TV. I'm really getting good at this, guys.
So good.
Oh, so good.
You're like the king of all media.
Yeah, I'm wearing a sport coat. That's why. I'm wearing a button-up shirt and a sports coat, dressing up for the video, kids. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Oh, may your heart be your guiding key,
what
Justin.
Does that mean? Is that
exactly
a Kingdom Heart?
That's a Kingdom Hearts reference.
Yeah.
The kids are all
not
about
doing stump jerks. I've never even played that game, and I know that crap.
Come on. Oh. What was your tip off? How did you put that together?
It said both king and heart.
Guiding. May your heart be your guiding key. But close
I heard
enough.
King.
Really?
Yeah.
Guiding. Maybe, kinging hearts.
Maybe it was enough. You know how you could see a car, even though they take out certain chunks of the picture?
Oh, like sure,
you,
sure.
Like erase lines in it, you still see the whole car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like a face. You see a face.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, yeah. I think it did that with a key, and that's all I needed to hear.
And, you know, it was on the table. Also, we share a psychonic connection.
That's also, but that implies that I cheated these things.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. What number am I thinking
that power.
Of?
I don't want to tell the people that it's three because
it is three.
I know
it is three. It was three.
But I don't want to tell the people that.
Oh, that's
because
fantastic.
Then it feels like I'm cheating.
I wasn't signal. We're on camera. You can see, and none of you know whether or not I was really thinking three. But I thought everyone says two. I'm going to say three. Justin will know that it's three instead of two. Because everybody always picks two.
It's interesting. I feel like I always say three.
Do you?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Well,
I don't know.
It's all coming together. Kingdom Hearts. Every
Love
time
it.
I stream, somebody is like, you need to watch the videos. You need to watch the memory. Because at the beginning, there are memory archives, which is like a three-minute summary of each of the games. 3 minute this game, 3 minutes this game. I refuse. I refuse to watch any of it. I want to experience Kingdom Hearts 3 with no backstory.
Really?
And it has been phenomenal.
And everybody's
not
judging you for
no,
it?
No, there's always somebody.
So all people hate you?
Most. 98% of the people.
That are on the Twitch that are like, why aren't you watching the memories?
I think it's because they know, like they'll say things and it will trigger the backstory. And they're like, you're not understanding the depth of that statement. You should probably understand it by watching those videos. I'm like, I don't.
So you're supposed to go online and watch?
No, in the game. When you load up the game, they have these little, they call it the memory archive. I could click it and watch and find the backstory.
So you could essentially watch all the cutscenes? Or is it like more like a Netflix like season recap?
Yeah, the story so far. Like in Kingdom Hearts 1.
That's the guy?
Yeah, it's my best George Takei.
Oh,
yours is better.
My.
Okay, you be my voice.
Okay.
I'm going to add that to your one-man show list.
Oh, my.
George.
Oh, I can't. I feel like I'm not, not like tight enough for it's oh, good. My. Oh, my.
Naughty. What is that from? Because my daughter has a toy that says that. Now she goes around saying
it's
that.
Just that.
She's three.
Yeah. Naughty. Oh, my.
There is a desire for me to comprehend the full weight of the series with these little references that they make to the previous games, or just like unpacking certain things. But I think I understand the story well enough to go. What is tripped me out in the first level? The first level is Hercules, which took me a little bit of. That was probably the only moment where I was confused, and it was only because I know the Disney properties and have seen Hercules a handful of times. I thought it was like a sequel to Hercules. We come in and like Hercules wants to be famous, and Danny DeVito isn't talking because they couldn't afford him. But they're, you know, and Meg's there, and we're learning
his
lessons.
Character just sits there.
Yeah, he's there, but he doesn't talk.
Oh.
He like thumbs up.
You can't
he scowls.
Even get a sound alike.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I mean, like, Danny, I could do Danny DeVito.
He's doing TurboTax commercials.
Pudgy.
I'm adding that to the list.
I was a penguin.
penguin, Danny DeVito. This is great.
Come on, Hercules!
That's pretty good. That's good. Yeah. They're doing the stories. It's as if the movie has not happened. It's like you're being plucked into an alternate version of the story where Sora and the other kids are there, Daffy and Goofy, are like walking into the story.
Oh boy.
Yeah. You would hate this game. You would absolutely hate this game.
Maybe
yeah.
I should also Twitch playing this game.
I would like to see.
Just to see me Blake stare.
The
a lot of RCA dog hit.
It is the weirdest mix of something's lost in translation, just hands down, right off the bat, because
I feel like this is part of the argument why people want you to play the other games.
But they're just the way in which they emote things. So my favorite things, I'm so glad we're on Twitch so people can see this. Imagine this, if you will, if you're listening, that Sora, whenever he wants to telegraph to the audience that he thinks he's confident, he puts both hands behind his head, which is a relaxing pose, but he'll do that while walking. He's just walking, and he's so confident as he's walking. Sometimes he falls asleep to express that he's bored with what's happening, but he's standing. And every time there's like these moments where Goofy and Donald are on board with what's happening, and they both very deliberately with close-ups go,
Wow.
Super Japanese. But the characters, they almost act like a low grade flash animation, in that they can only do so many things at a time. So we're meeting Donald Duck, and he's being greedy, and he like, I'm going to figure out a way to make all this money, and he turns his back on them and keeps like being greedy while a scene is happening at the it's terrible. It's like a fan fiction. So it's lost in translation mixed with fan fiction, in that the number
no
one
Bill Murray.
No Bill Murray.
That's a lost in translation
movie. Oh, that's funny. More on that later.
Oh.
One of the worst things that can happen in fan fiction is that you have, like, you, Justin, I want to write an episode of a Star Trek, and I'm going to appear on the bridge of the Enterprise, and I save the day, and Captain Picard's like, I could learn so much from you. That's bad fan fiction, and that's what Kingdom Hearts is.
Oh, boy.
The number of times Rapunzel flirts, straight out flirts with Sora, I'm like, what is happening? She wants to splash in the water with him, wants him to get the birds to come down, wants to swing on her hair with him.
And then possibly go wrong.
For no reason at all. Then Flynn Rider's there, like, and now dance with him. Like, I've been the one flirting. I am clearly laying track down to hang out with Rapunzel. Why does Flynn get to move in at the last second? Third thing, there's like a weird like Doctor Who mechanic, in that for no reason at all, just his heart guides him into the next, like Doctor Who. We don't ever know why he goes beep, boop, 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 and then ends up in the middle of an adventure and saves the day with all of his unbelievable superpowers. And that's exactly what Sora does. He comes in and he fights the Titans in Hercules. Not Hercules.
I literally don't understand what you mean. I don't.
None of this makes sense?
None of it. And here's the thing.
But I haven't gotten to the best part.
Oh, boy.
On top of all of that is a crazy, overly complex, completely bizarre Japanese science fiction anime storyline with, like, time-splitting, dimension-parallel data, people living in another reality.
That's cool?
That's the part where I'm like, what? And that's the part everybody wants me to know. Like, you need to know who Organization 13 is and why there are two versions of them and why some of them aren't real and who, what Xanthra is trying to do with the seven sisters of princesses. Yeah, exactly. Like, they're bad. Sora good. Nothing else matters. Exactly.
So when I first saw this game, mm-hmm. I thought
the original,
yeah, because I'm old. Is that I thought, this is like a game for hardcore Disney fans, mm-hmm, like, and so mm-hmm, therefore, mm-hmm. because I'm not hardcore Disney,
yeah.
it is not for me. You, I feel, have validated that theory.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you know the movies, so yeah. when they step into the Disney world, I'm never lost.
Yeah, but I don't care about stepping into the Disney world.
And that's why I wanted to play it. So at the very beginning, you get to tramps around at the base of the Tower of Rapunzel in that little grove, that secret place. That to me is like, that's why I got this game. You get to run around with Rapunzel.
It doesn't throw you off that you're doing it as an anime ingenue.
It with this a beautiful spiky hair. Honestly, I mean, it's a little weird. I think I'd rather, I keep like, can I just be Rapunzel? I think it'd be cool to have that hair. Okay, I'll be the spiky hair guy. But he has a pretty sweet key.
They discontinued Disney Infinity where you could do that.
Was that a thing?
I don't know if that part was a thing, but you could be Rapunzel.
And whip the, that game. Bring it back. I wondered if that was one of the reasons why we had a lull in Kingdom Hearts was the Disney Infinity franchise. That they're
probably.
Like, nah, we're putting all our eggs in this basket over here. Wait, what was your other question? I got so excited talking about Disney Infinity. Disney Infinity.
Pouncing around as a Japanese
ingenue. Oh, yeah. So you get the Keyblade. The Keyblade is cool. I mean, it's a sword that's a giant key, and you collect different ones with different powers, and they call it second form, which is just sort of like an unlocked second grade, second tier power. And then there are different ways to wield it and different magics. It's funny. There's so much of the UI that is user interface for the uninitiated.
I call it Wii.
Nintendo is so proud. That is straight out of a PlayStation 1 game. Like, there are parts of the way to interact with it. Even the sounds are from the original PlayStation game.
You can't play a game now where Donald Duck goes,
Oh, no, I meant like the interface. Like,
but I understand that.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm saying is that they have not jumped too far from PlayStation 1, even in the other things you're describing.
Yes, that's true. That's
a
good call.
How can you exist in a Disney-licensed game and have titular character, like main people that are like
arguably the most iconic
noise, like it's The Sims.
Yeah, but they do say other things. But yes, that's how they
get to hear like,
Goofy is always responsible for explaining who the bad guy is because he has.
And you hear Goofy talk,
and Goofy talks. Okay. Yeah. But I'm saying like there are moments where they go, yes, we're heroes.
But they're not. Hi. Oh, I see. But So you get to hear in a Donald Duck.
Yes, Donald Duck
voice,
talks.
Grunt.
Yes. Grunts. Okay. Yeah, there's more than just that.
It doesn't necessarily make it better for me, it does make it a little bit.
It's pretty bizarre.
How many people do you think, knowing the demographic of this show, right?
Our show.
How many people do you think are just sitting there listening to us and going, I like these guys, and then now I don't?
Very few. This is what I've ascertained, is that this is part of the charm of the game is that it is stupid complex and weird for no reason and over the top with its drama.
I'm back in.
And from another world. It's like I'm supposed to be confused when I'm playing this game.
I feel
game.
Like it's like dropping acid while playing video games without dropping acid
exactly.
while playing video
like
games.
Like if you were drunk while playing this, great time.
I'd
great
go stoned. Time. I think that's the better choice.
How much acid have you dropped?
None, but okay. I'd go stoned. I would smoke
that's
some
probably true.
Marijuana.
That's probably true, yeah. So I've learned, I went and educated myself as to why the game is so weird. And I read a really extensive article from someone that is an avid fan of the game. And they described that the reason why we have Kingdom Hearts is because in Japan, the Disney studio and the Sony studio shared offices, literal physical offices. And two of the key people in each of them would ride an elevator together and got to talking. What would happen if we took Final Fantasy characters and had them mingle with Disney? And they're like, that's crazy. Let's try it. And so they were able to do it. And then they, so they made the first game. It was relatively well received, and they decided to make some mobile versions of the game, but they wouldn't let them use new Disney franchises.
So they only had like Goofy, Donald, yeah, Mickey, all
whatever
those.
Was in the, you know, whatever titles were out at the time, whatever they
like
used.
Snow White, or is it just,
I'm not sure. Okay. Not having played them, but yeah, I think you get the idea. Like whatever, maybe one property from the 90s and then other stuff, obviously Mickey, Donald, Goofy. And so to make up the difference in the game, they invented this really detailed, very complexly over-rich fantasy, Final Fantasy storyline to make up for the lack of new content. And that's when things took like a crazy turn. And then there are like six more of those where they just keep building on each other that make no sense.
Have you done any Pixar movies yet?
Will there be? I have not, but Toy Story's next. Toy Story is coming.
Oh, you know it's coming.
Yeah, it's a, there's two planets in the ocean, in the ocean between, I think it's called. It's essentially like the realm between realities. You can go to Tangled, go to Olympus, go to Corona Kingdoms, actually. Kingdom of Corona is apparently that's where Tangled happens. Apparently. But so fascinating, all of this is driving to what I think is a crazy thing, is that five years from now, the copyright on Mickey Mouse enters into public domain.
How does that happen?
See, so any property over 95 years automatically rolls into public domain. It used to be something like 70, but in the 90s, Disney pushed and pushed hard to get the Copyright Extension Act passed, and they got it through 2024. But in 2024, Steamboat Willie will enter into public domain. And making that version of Mickey that appeared in that and all the things that happened in Steamboat Willie public domain. So you, the base idea is that you and I can make endless copies of that movie and distribute. They can be everywhere. But the side effect is anybody can do anything with those images and put them on anything that they want or make their own version of it. How does that sit with you?
I don't have a problem with that. Mm. Not Steamboat Willie, but if you, I've like when you started saying that people could just after 95 years can just use Mickey Mouse. Carte blanche. I don't like
not
that.
The Fantasia version because he came later.
Why
is that? Why does that feel wrong to you?
Why does it feel wrong? Mm-hmm. Because it's punishing people for being successful, for building something that has a heritage, has a legacy that therefore you're like, well, you don't get to enjoy that forever.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not, I feel like what it's one of those things of like intent of the law versus letter of the law.
Interesting.
Where I think that the intent of the law was more technologically based, right? To say that, well, if you have a supreme detergent, you can't hold that detergent hostage forever. Mm. Or if you've invented the telephone or something that advances the livelihood of mankind, you can't just hoard that away.
Can you make that argument with a story? I wrote Frankenstein.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think you can, because to me that is very different than the idea of whether or not somebody watches Frankenstein doesn't lead to jobs, doesn't lead to...
It does.
How?
The people who make Frankenstein.
Oh, I see. To make like a reimagination of it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess. Like the thing that keeps coming to mind is that guy who was running the company and tried to like jack up the cost of AIDS medications and EpiPens and all that stuff. Shrecky, Shkreli, or whatever his name was. If he's dead. That kind of stuff. I feel like that is what that copyright thing was meant for. Mm-hmm. But to say that with something like a Mickey Mouse is, to me, seems not cool, bro.
It's funny because I feel like most people have that same reaction of, no, that it belongs to Disney. I don't want to see somebody else butcher it and play with it and mess with it.
Well, here's the thing. The opposite of that is that I always thought it was cool when I first started going to San Jose State and I was working in the AV room. Mm-hmm. Mike Flores, the guy who was running the AV room, said,
Wait, you worked with Mike Flores at San Jose State?
The Michael Flores.
Damn.
Name dropper.
Oh, we need a drop.
We do have one, actually. Let's see if it comes up here. I just have to search for it. Wait for it. It's going to be worth it.
It's really going to be worth it. You're going to love it.
Name dropper.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
I was imagining like bricks. Like,
I thought it was going to do that too, but it didn't. It just went.
Next week.
Name dropper.
That's pretty cool.
So anyway, I was working with him and he trained me where he said, he goes, people are going to come and check out. I was like, oh, okay. And I thought it was going to be like a McDonald's checker. Like,
yeah.
And he goes, He goes, but I just spend most of my time watching Star Wars fan films. And I said, that's a thing? And he goes, oh, yeah, you've never seen? And I go, yeah. He goes, come here. And they had like an iMac like on the table there. And he just pulls it up, and then he exposed me to the whole world of like watching movie trailers. And
oh, really? Yeah, because it was early internet. So
yeah,
but that's the thing about Star Wars is they've since day one said no copyrights.
Yeah, go nuts.
As long as you don't make money on this,
right.
Do whatever you want with the characters.
Yeah, which I thought was really cool. So why is it that I feel that way about that? But I want Mickey Mouse to be protected.
And what more? Could you know, name a property other than maybe Harry Potter that people want to live in the world of more than Star Wars? Like that's the one. And for them to be like, have it, do what you want.
I wonder if it's because George Lucas was never that personally attached to it, if that makes sense. Now, obviously, he's connected, but
he's a businessman.
Yeah.
I think he knew how do I make it so that people love it? Let them do what they want.
Never make it to where they stop loving
it. That's right.
Until I make three films.
That's right. Because at the end of the day.
Let's get deep on this.
Name dropper.
Yeah.
Name dropper.
What if the whole reason the new trilogy is so crappy is it's a way of renewing your love through rage of how bad those were.
Wow, that's deep.
Right?
That's really good.
You got meta on your ass with that flannel shirt, son.
You're wearing a flannel shirt.
I am, well.
You're from Modesto.
Flannel is a cotton.
You're George Lucas! I've learned so much. So Kingdom Hearts 3.
I went to Beyer High School. It wasn't built when he was going to high school.
Oh, really?
But what year was it built? There are no holes in your theory.
What year was your high school built? Name dropper.
Built in 1971.
Oh, okay.
My dad graduated in 1975. He was the third graduating class of Beyer High School.
Oh, that's cool.
George Lucas went to Thomas Downey High School. On Coffee Road. Down.
And you know, and does he have a, like a locker or something there?
No, there's nothing at Downey, but weirdly enough, Somerset, the middle school that I went to,
is
decorated in the office with a ton of Star Wars stuff because I guess he donated a bunch of money to the school.
And some nerd liked it. Oh, okay. And
His niece went to school there, and that's about it. And then they did the thing when they canceled graffiti night. Graffiti night was the weekend after graduation of high school. Everybody bring out their cool cars that they tricked out and everything.
Yeah.
And they would cruise on the main street of McHenry. And that was a tradition.
An homage to, yeah.
And it's a tradition. And then when Francis Ford Coppola was
name dropper.
Name dropper.
When it was right after I think THX came out.
Yeah.
And then I think, it was THX something came out. And he said to George Lucas that he couldn't make a like a fluffy comedy kind of thing.
Mm.
And then so he said, okay. And he wrote American Graffiti, which was about graffiti night in Modesto.
Right.
And so everybody would drag on the strip. Well, when gangster rap became a thing, people started shooting each other in Modesto on graffiti night. So the city got together and banned it and shut it down.
That's such a shame.
Oh, it was such a fun time. I mean, they would bring out carnival rides. And you just sit to see cars. And then, like, when I was a kid, like, you'd have people putting huge lift kits on trucks and stuff.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And so what now we have is a little statue next to a Denny's.
They haven't brought it back after all this time?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of.
I feel like the crime epidemic in the Bay Area has dialed back considerably.
Well, that's the thing is that, you know, Modesto, that's not a thing anymore. People aren't shooting anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's moved past.
When we were kids in the 80s and 90s, there was a real issue with
gang crime.
But
the thing is that it was taken out when we were like 10 or 12 years old. So the people who are left, I just don't feel like there's enough people who would bring it back.
Yeah.
Who know it exists. Like, you're going to need a...
Other than the film. I see.
You would have to have... Like, there would have to be a huge nerd cult following of American Graffiti, and they would have to migrate to Modesto to make it happen like Burning Man.
They should put it in Kingdom Hearts 4, and that will bring it back.
Boy.
So, because I don't know what is in Kingdom Hearts other than So, American Graffiti could be in there. Probably not likely.
I know.
Star Wars could be in there. I don't think so. Probably not likely. But I do know the Big Hero 6 is coming up. Pirates of the Caribbean, and there was one other that I discerned.
Do you think in the next Kingdom Hearts they start throwing Star Wars and Marvel in there?
Why not? I don't know. It's hard to say based on where the license is and how crazy
I wonder, like, I know that you said that part of the style of it is that it is crazy, but I wonder if they even have a line of, that's crazy. Like, what if you went to the Kingdom Hearts and they said, hey, what if we put Spider-Man in there? They go, are you freaking crazy? Nuts?
No way.
Why would we do that? That's stupid.
I don't know if you would... Because I think part of the charm is the fact that you're in these very well, Disney Worlds, these like cartoony, sappy, family oriented. And then if you drop that in the middle of Spider-Man, I guess depending on which version of Spider-Man it is, it would be like, Spider-Man's more of a badass than you are. Why do I need
that's a
you?
Very good point. Yeah.
It's same thing with like, we have Luke Skywalker, Keyblade Master. We have lightsabers, so we're good.
Yeah.
Thanks, though.
That's a cute keyblade you got.
May your heart be get out of here. There's a lot of news happening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
In the sphere. When we come back, we should hear some of it.
Oh, boy.
That's one of them.
All right. It's physical, only
logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? So
that's good.
So makey outy.
That's good stuff. You're welcome for that sexy time there for you people. I just made your time on a treadmill just a little bit more.
I feel like this is a terrible song to treadmill on.
I know.
You're like, douche.
Yeah, that's what we just
douche.
Did. We Kingdom Hearted douche. Their exercise routine. That's what we did.
I just want to sit down and eat some ice cream.
We made it weird. You are welcome. Why am I strangely aroused on this elliptical? Stare your sweaty self in the mirror.
I'm out of the mood. All right. That did it.
Thanks a lot. Very good job, Justin.
There's so much happening in the gaming world.
Yeah.
Lots of cool news. I've asked Zane to come on
and
give us an update on what's happening out there. And then if we got time, we'll cut over to Jimmy. He's got some other good news for us. So,
Jimmy.
Zane, I've asked you to dig up some interesting information about what is quite possibly a revolution in gaming. Some would say some of the biggest gaming news of the week.
That's one way to put it.
Justin, do you know about Apex Legends?
Do I?
Do
I?
Dude. Your acting class is really paying off.
Oh, my gosh, right?
So good.
You didn't
so
know.
Good.
I have no clue about what Apex is, guys.
Zane, fill us in. What is Apex Legends?
Apex Legends, I called it Apex 3. Is the latest game by Respawn, the people who made Titanfall.
Show of hands, who's played a Titanfall game?
No,
me either.
You can't see my hands.
Are they up?
Yeah.
You played them.
Well,
you played them.
We're PlayStation people.
It's a PlayStation game.
Oh, not Titanfall, is it?
I think so. Yeah. No.
It's multiplat.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I think so. Were they a DLC?
But that's
in...
recent, right? When it first came out, it was only on the Xbox.
When it first came out,
Thank you.
It was...
Can we in the future, guys? Can we just kind of throw that out and not condescendingly say no? It's multiplat. You freaking moron!
You were a freaking moron.
He said it with his tone. He said it with his tone. He said, "No, I'm pretty sure it's multiplat." Like. Let's not explain to the old man about how multiple platforms work in video gaming.
Okay, two things. One, you're right. Second, every word Zane says is condescending.
I know.
Zane, am I right?
Yes.
Don't. Not on his show, all right? This is Daddy's Dojo. Don't you condescend to the Kevin Miller. This man puts a pronoun in front of his name. Is that the right terminology?
Yes,
uh-oh,
it is.
Uh-oh, something's happening.
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh. Hold on. Please pause the broadcast. Zane, hold on.
I have to say goodnight to my children. Oh, good night.
This will be edited out later.
Hello.
Sorry.
What? Oh, my gosh. We're streaming my son.
I was going to say, there's a camera in the room now.
My son is being streamed. That was my wife. You're welcome. All very good.
Please note the time.
All right. Look at his face. Look at Jack's face. He's cold.
He's very cold.
That's fine.
He didn't know.
It's okay.
I did. That's true.
Just like we're doing an iPod in the dining room, huh, Zane?
All right. Sorry.
Zane, are you there?
Yep.
Okay.
Even his yep is kind of funny.
I know. It's just like, it's yep. so good.
Can you
it's
guys so geez a little?
Zane, what were we talking about? So we can pick it up from here. What did we just say?
It's multiplat, Titanfall. That's Apex Legends.
Yes.
Yep. So Apex Legends is not a sequel to Titanfall 2.
Mm.
It is, however, set in the same universe.
Oh, okay.
It is set 30 years after the events of Titanfall 2 in a place they're calling the Outlands, which...
I've heard of that.
...forces all of the people there to participate in a blood sport. And that's the game's backstory.
That's all you need.
Are there not cool robots? Cool robots.
There's no cool robots.
No, that's not true. There's a couple cool robots.
Can we start calling them robots?
Not in the gameplay.
I thought one of the characters was a robot.
Oh, now somebody's about to get condescended back at.
That's all right. I'm not an expert.
Condescension mirror, and I'm not talking about a mist in a shower.
I mean, a person-sized robot isn't very cool.
Okay, that's fair. All right.
It's more of a Power Ranger.
But he doesn't have a head. It's like an eyeball. So, but what? Tell us, drop the hammer. Why is this game so breaking so much news?
It's a battle royale game, for starters, with by a company using an IP that has a lot of iconic stuff and then including none of the iconic stuff.
Hmm. Oh,
there's no mechs, no mech combat. There's none of the parkour gameplay from Titanfall at all.
So you sound disappointed.
And it comes directly after they were purchased by Electronic Arts.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You were the right person to cover the story.
Yeah.
What,
our news editor is really on point.
I was going to say, what is the connection of those two points, my condescending reporter?
Well, Electronic Arts is really known for taking an intellectual property, jamming it full of microtransactions, and then leaving it out to die.
You name, give me one example.
And its sequel.
Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I stand corrected.
It's a good example.
But Madden.
FIFA.
But, so, yeah, FIFA. So, but here's the thing. With that not working for it, there were 1 million people that downloaded it day one.
Yeah, because it's surprisingly a good game.
Despite all that going against it.
Despite removing everything from Titanfall that made Titanfall cool, it's actually kind of okay.
Have you played it?
I have not, but everyone I know who has played it has some decent things to say about it, despite the initial skeptical nature. Yeah.
I watched Ninja play it earlier today, and I enjoyed it. I watched some videos on it. It looks cool. What's interesting is it's sort of a mashup of Overwatch's defined characters with the Battle Royale formula from Fortnite, but without any of the building. So you choose your squad of four people based on powers and characters' abilities, and you can level them up and whatever.
Does it look like Titanfall?
Yes, I think. I haven't played a ton, but it doesn't look like Fortnite.
It's close to the Titanfall art style, but at the same time, it's a little blander.
There's blood. So as you shoot people, there's definitely moments of, that looked like it hurt.
To take a nap?
I think so, to recharge while out in the field. Napping
Zane.
Is the new thing.
Zane, tell me, do you have to take a nap in this game?
No.
Yeah. Now we're talking, people.
Yeah.
So what kind of microtransactions are we expected to pour into Titanfall
All
Legends?
Of the characters are going to be locked behind microtransactions.
No.
Going forward. Characters, yeah, they'll have to buy them.
So there's an initial set of whatever eight, and then if you want a new character, he costs money or she costs money?
That's what it seems to be.
Wow.
Is there a CFO right now at Electronic Arts who's like, you know what, my claim to fame is microtransactions?
That's not microtransactions, though.
Company.
I know, but here's my thing. My point is that what he does is he comes in there and he did it with Battlefront 2, right? He says, yeah. Here's the thing, guys. We're going to charge these Star Wars nerds up the yin-yang so that they can play with Emperor Palpatine or whatever that guy's name is, right? You know what I mean? With the baggy eyes?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay?
Yes, sir.
That's how we're going to do this, right? And then I'm sure.
But, sir.
Because nerds have to work. Yeah, yeah.
Won't the players want to play as Emperor Palpatine?
Yes, that's
Palpatine?
Why they'll give us our money. Yes. What is that his name, Palpatine?
Yes, sir.
I don't know the characters. I don't know the stuff about
Star
Trek.
I'm so glad you're president. Why wouldn't the fans want to play a Star Wars game where they could play the characters in the game without paying an additional cost to that, sir?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Listen, I would love to drive a Lamborghini without additional cost, but you know why I have that Lamborghini out in the front spot in the dedicated reserve spot, son?
Because I paid for it.
I paid for it. Okay. And then I paid for it again after I bought it in the form of increased insurance premiums. You understand? So that's how you're going to get Emperor Tutu Baggy Eyes needs to take a Benadryl.
It's Palpatine.
Yes, him. You're going to get him.
Excuse me,
and
sir.
And Jar Jar Binks.
I just had
He'll
a great
be
idea.
Free. Jar Jar Binks will be free.
Sorry. An idea, sir. As you were talking, what if we offer insurance for the characters? So we may take the character away from them, but if they pay double, then we don't take the character,
then the character
away.
I like it. I like it. Put that. Let's save that. Let's put that in our
you
pocket.
You are Emperor Palpatine!
Let's save it for if we get that giant robot contract in about 5 years. Let's do that.
Zane, did any of your research reveal that scene to be true?
That was a dramatic reenactment. Can we put that at the bottom of the screen on Twitch?
Yes.
So here, my point is,
did happen.
My point is, though, after all of the rage that came after that discussion at Star Wars, like, how does this guy or whoever it is get that idea put back out on the table ever again?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. In this case, the head developer for this project was the one who was like, okay, let's do this. Apparently. They're going that the development team was the one who made all of these choices.
That just doesn't sound realistic. I mean, unless they were forced.
I don't believe that.
But unless they were forced and they said, you must find a way to make this profitable. And they're like, I guess we do this. Because this feels like a break against the contract that we have with developers in that I should get the characters, but then the skins are what I spend money on. Like, I don't have to have it.
Yeah.
You make me want to have it because it's fun. But if you're making me pay to play, I guess the game is free, though. So that there is a little bit of that.
The game is free.
You can play it right now. So I returned to other debt. It's free.
Additionally to that, they also decided to do no marketing.
Yes.
For this, essentially.
Well, except for
like Titanfall?
Except for sponsored events with Ninja. He played the game for 7 hours today, and he probably broadcast to 250,000 people.
They sponsored him to do that?
The advertising this is getting.
That's it? Just Ninja?
Apparently, because they mentioned that, and I quote, to try and convince a skeptical audience from months with trailers and hands-on articles, we're just like, let the game speak for itself. It's the most powerful antidote to potential problems.
And to prove it, we're going to pay the Kendall Jenner of video games to play it on Twitch.
I was going to say, except for that you didn't let the players play it. You let the leading influencer in the industry play it. But okay, I guess.
Did he have a logo dyed into his hair?
I
hope I'm not sounding like I'm bagging on this guy.
He had pink. He has pink hair. He was also sick as a dog.
Good.
Poor guy. He's very sick.
Well, he needs some vitamin D for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Gotta get outside,
I don't think he wanted to do it. When he was done, he literally looked at the camera like this. So that was it, guys. I was 7 hours. This couldn't have come at a worse time. He literally really said that. We are in a very different world.
I know. That's what, I just love the idea that eventually, we are going to have people who are professional video gamers that are living a rock and roll lifestyle that they can't maintain. But it's not going to be like the 70s rock and roll where it's just like, you know, groupies.
Because it's all on camera.
Drugs. Yeah,
all that stuff happened behind the scenes.
It's going to be like instead of cocaine cut with baby powder or baby laxative or whatever it was. Is that
wow? This
is
both gonna of those
be,
are terrible.
It's going to be Red Bull. Like he's had too much Red Bull and Mountain Dew. You know what I mean? Like he's eating too much caramel corn as a snack for his video gaming, and he's got diabetes, guys. He's got diabetes. And the real sad part is that he lost his fingertips to his diabetes.
And what would we do without him?
We can't play games now.
But American hero, yeah, exactly. Lost. Zane, thank you for reporting on Legends of the Apex.
I just have one more point to
please.
Make.
Okay, just give it to
I
us
saw,
right now.
I saw that.
No, I'm kidding. I'm messing with you. All right, go. I'm sorry. I interrupted you with a bit.
There was a quote on Reddit while I was looking this up, and apparently somebody from the development team mentioned that Apex Legends started as Titanfall 3 and then transitioned to this project in development.
Which was about the time that Fortnite made a fortune.
What? Yeah.
Funny how that happened.
Which makes me think even more, no, you're lying, EA made you do this.
You
the
know,
hell you say?
We have a word for that in the industry. It's called pivoting. It's where we're going in one direction.
I don't have that drop.
And then something happens, and it's a pivot.
There's a great drop of Kate McKinnon when she was playing Hillary Clinton during the election, where she goes, that is how. You pivot. I have it get somewhere in a hard drive.
Next time.
Sorry.
Zane, thank you for saving the best for last.
No problem.
Hey.
Okay, bye.
And he hung up on himself.
He leaves us.
Look at that. Look at that. All right, do we have time for Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy has some. Yeah, we got a little time.
What up, Jimmy?
Hello.
How
Jimmy has the things he wants to talk about, and then there's the things I asked him to talk about.
Oh.
Because in the other big news on the other end...
Can we choose a door to decide what we actually talk about?
Yeah, we're going to choose my door.
Okay.
can you tell us... So we just talked about this new up-and-coming Battle Royale game. Tell us what's happening in the gold standard for Battle Royale games, Jimmy.
Okay. So there is an artist... by the name of Marshmallow. In my research, I found out that he was born the day after I was.
Maybe he's you.
I mean, I'm trying to keep myself a little anonymous here, but I mean, my name's not Christopher Comstock, so we're good.
Okay. Is that Marshmallow's name? Now we know.
That is his name. Born May 19th.
Did you ask him if he was okay with you sharing it?
He's a
Wikipedia said it was okay, so let's go.
Where all things can be believed.
Fair.
Well, Marshmallow is he's an electronic he's a DJ EDM guy, and he made his first platinum single in 2016, went on to collaborate with Selena Gomez for a song, and as well as in 2018 he collaborated with a singer named Anne Marie
Twinette.
But the in Fortnite, on this particular past Sunday, I believe it was, there was only one game mode available for about an hour?
Yeah.
People dropped in to this game mode, and every single server was decked out for this concert that was being put on. It was a 10-minute EDM set by Marshmallow, with the audio being streamed through Fortnite and the characters being animated, as well as like all of the, you know, pyrotechnics and stuff being put on stage. And it's being regarded as one of the biggest AR/VR moments in history, because
too many letters for Justin. Augmented reality, virtual reality.
I knew, but I was, I didn't know why AR/VR was a thing though. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So it was 10 minutes. Do one of you guys want to take a guess at how many people were viewing it at the same time?
I already know.
At the same time.
So, Justin.
You already know.
Difference does it make?
let's see. How many people were watching it at the same time?
Mm.
Yeah, because it was only available for 10 minutes on, or like, ever. Like, in a live setting, 10 minutes. How many people watched it, you think, at the same time?
25 million.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good guess. Yeah. The, why is that the total viewing, the total viewing of the of it has just peaked around 21, 22 million.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like within those 10 minutes, 10 million people were in Fortnite watching.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
All at the same time.
That's
that
amazing.
Is crazy.
When the
did they know about it? Did they know it was coming?
I had no idea. I guess it was. I guess it was all kind of hype.
There was hype. Like, all right.
Pulling up like on Business Insider, everyone was talking about like, hey, as everybody was hyped up for this for like 2 to 3 months.
Oh, okay.
I don't
so they
really
knew
keep
coming.
Up with Fortnite that much anymore because yeah.
You're not 10.
I personally don't like the game.
That's fair. Well, 25 million other people don't need you. So, Justin, you were going to say.
No, they don't. They definitely don't.
It reminds me of the Fortnite has this interesting element to it where my kids were watching when I think it was when the cube ascended or something.
Yeah.
And then people
the were rocket
hovering
went off.
In yeah. like a heaven space and all this mm-hmm. stuff. And they watched multiple YouTubers that like they watched Ali G do it. Then they watched Laserbeam do it. And then they watched this other. And it was interesting to me to like it was they got to relive this singular moment through multiple perspectives. Yeah. And I
it's like the gospel.
Yeah, I think it's part of why it's interesting that in theory, then we're going to have a new Scientology, and it's going to be a religion. It's going to be a religion based in Fortnite.
May your heart be your guiding
where
key.
Every day, if there was a Fortnite religion, I would imagine it would be this: every day you had to get up and start new. You have to go get your own food. Oh. Everything you are not allowed to stockpile. Anything.
This is a religion
for longer than 24 hours.
Okay, and who are we serving in this religion?
That's a good point. I'm trying to think what would be the item. I think. Here's the thing. I don't know who we serve, but maybe it would have something to do with llamas. I feel like llamas would be the cows of Hindu. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of Fortnite
or Maxis. They love them llamas.
Yeah. I think that's what it would be. Some kind of llama situation. People would it would be a rite of passage to dye your hair and wear funky outfits yep. or something.
So I just want to do the math real quick before we join your cult, Justin. Uh-huh. You said there were 22 million total people yep. that saw this concert. How many people watched the Super Bowl this weekend?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got to be over 100.
100 million?
I would believe.
You think?
Do you know?
I don't.
Oh.
It was a 40 share. I don't know what 40 share means, but they said it was a low share.
All you gotta do is Google.
Oh, Jimmy's on it already.
You can Google it.
So many Googling.
Just go home.
Yeah.
Where's Ryan when you need him?
Ryan. Ryan is always working.
Actually, Super Bowl 53 draws lowest viewership since 2008.
Yes.
I'm looking for the
figure. It's 40.
Exactly 100.7 million viewers.
Okay. Come on.
All right.
Come on, Jimmy. Tell me again that you're shocked I got a guess right.
You're very good. You
Tell
knew my
again.
Number.
I said 20.
I'm shocked.
How did he do that?
I took know, over. But we'll never know over. Again. We'll never
that guy is
again.
Dead to us. So this is fascinating that there are one quarter the number of people that watch the Super Bowl. We're watching this Fortnite experience.
Yeah, because the Super Bowl is like because here's the thing. Also, this Fortnite thing, it goes global, right? Because it's on the internet. It's mm-hmm. not just an American thing or anything.
That's a good call. So that's not even including anybody that was Twitching it.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be watching a streamer watch it, which would be count.
You think that there's ratings that they're not even aware
above
of.
That number. And then I could be at a friend's house, like a Super Bowl party, and be watching. So that number is probably just the number of streamers.
So what Kevin is saying is that it's just as many people that watch the Super Bowl watch this Fortnite thing.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think that would be, it would be at least in the same ballpark.
I heard that, and Sly 5 is confirmed.
Jimmy, you have some speedrun news you want to. Do we have a speedrun news drop?
Yes.
Jimmy, speed news.
All right. So one of the coolest things that I think is happening in speedruns right now is that it's mildly speedrun related. There are people out there that I know that are intimidated to do like actual speed runs. They don't want to do a game over and over and over again. Cause some people will say it will ruin the game for you if it's something that was dear to your heart or whatever. But there are people out there that do like to go in and have all the, like, little tiny time-saving tricks and whatever under their belt just so that they can enjoy the game better. And one of the coolest places to execute that is if you're a fan of The Legend of Zelda, there is a randomizer program out there for it called the Ocarina of Time Randomizer, and it has gathered such a huge following in just over a year. Justin, here's another numbers figure for you. Let's see.
Here we go.
How many people do you think have joined the Discord server for the Ocarina of Time Randomizer program in the past year and a half? It's Stump. Welcome back.
In the past year and a half? So this is a cumulative number. Cumulative number.
Yes.
I'm going to go with, and this is Zelda, so I'm going to go with 800,000.
800,000?
Yeah.
That's quite a bit over, but still, it's a good guess. There are 25,000 active people concurrently in the Ocarina of Time Randomizer Discord, and there's
a large
community built around it, and all these people can come together and enjoy it because it's not the same game over and over again.
Yeah, you've made a new version of it.
Yeah, depending on what you get when you're playing the game, you may have to switch up when you're doing all your kinds of tricks. So it breathes a new life into the game for both people who have played the game and beat it maybe once or twice, both the PR and the people who have played it and beat it innumerable times and have all of the masterful tricks under their belt.
Jimmy, if I wanted to watch someone Twitch this grand experiment, what channel should I tune into to watch someone stream it?
Well, there are actually a bunch of people streaming it pretty much all the time. If you type in Ocarina of Time, pretty much at any given point, you should be able to find
Jimmy, let me try that again.
And I get it. I'm going to plug myself fine. You can come to my Twitch channel if you like. You can also go to see...
You have to name your Twitch channel. You're terrible at this.
Yes, I am.
Is it because he knows that it's only him and his three friends that listen to this show?
No, he just doesn't know how to talk about himself.
Jimmy, what's your Twitch handle?
I'm modest, okay?
It's twitch.tv/I'm modest. I'm modest, okay? Yeah. I feel like there's a character limit in there somewhere.
I'm modest.
It's really I'm modest, man. I'm modest. Oh,
couldn't figure the K. There wasn't enough room. It's implied.
What is your Twitch handle?
There it is in chat. In Twitch.
No, it can't be the chat.
Say the name.
I'm going. Twitch.tv/CrimsonA. I do mostly Ocarina of Time Randomizer, actually. For those people that really like to do that quite frequently, there are public races that are opening up for tournaments that are happening on Zelda speedruns right
that's
now.
It's cool.
The second season of it, and there's prize money on the line, actually. So if you have any idea of getting into Zelda Randomizer or just, you know, coming and playing it casually just to have fun with other people, Zelda speedruns and the Ocarina of Time Randomizer Discord are fantastic places to hang out. Another place that you can go to watch some Ocarina of Time Randomizer is at Zenthro's Twitch. He does it a lot too. Twitch.tv/Zenthro.
Name dropper. Which
brings me to the next little bit of speedrunning news that I have. There are a bunch of skips that have been found in Sly Cooper and the Thievius Raccoonus that blew the door wide open.
Okay, not everyone is a speedrunner, so you need to unpack the term skips.
There are skips in what skips are if you are looking for a way to save time and skip a section of a level or skip a whole level entirely, that is what a skip is.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Yeah. And Zenthro himself actually got himself a new world record today.
What? Oh, he beat the other guy.
Yeah,
he did. But they have got all kinds of they've got all kinds of stuff. It's been four major skips of like I believe 15 seconds or higher.
That's amazing. So he holds the record for Sly One. That's the one he likes.
He holds the record for Sly One in all three categories currently.
And what is go ahead.
Tame Neon had the all keys record for about a week, I suppose. I don't know it as well as Zen does, but yeah,
that's pretty great.
That's what's going on with
and it. And you guys play together to go back to Ocarina of Time. You play a version of that in which you're able to share your items with each other through some magical portal.
Oh, yes.
And you play simultaneously. Yes, yes. There's nothing like that, though, for the Sly games, right? You can't play concurrently yet. Someone will make a Sly randomizer. I don't know what you'll do in it. The clue bottles will move.
Can I ask also, because I have people watching on twitch.tv/thekevinmiller. See how that's done, Jimmy?
Oh, that was so
good. Is that they can see that I have not only gray hair on my head, but also on my face. And that means I don't know what a randomizer is. So help me with that.
Perfect. Okay, so the normal game is like you have all the items in the game. You'll loot something in a dungeon that will assist you in completing it and allow you to do further things out in the world. You go to the next dungeon, get your next major item. Well, what the randomizer does is it takes all of the items in the entire game. Like you got your junk, like small amounts of money, and the ammo refills and the major items and shuffles them to a random location anywhere in the world. And one of the fun things about it is that there are little hints and things that are programmed into the game that you can read through. Each time that you generate a new seed, it has new hints and new locations for the items. You run through it, and eventually after, you know, X number of times, you start to begin thinking, well, if this item is here, it's telling me that I need to go to X and Y locations so that I can try and look there for some more useful stuff. So it takes a logical puzzle-solving element, adds in your ability to enjoy it as a casual player, as well as combines the adroitness, I suppose, of people who are really liking to improve their times and see where they need to be going in the game. It's a really neat take on a way to speedrun, I think.
That's pretty fun. We'll have to see more of that on your Twitch stream, which is available at twitch.tv/CrimsonA.
I'm Modesto.
Modesto.
Name dropper.
Thank you, Jimmy, for speedrun news. This has been Jimmy with speedrunning news.
Peace out, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. We're doing that segment all the time now. I didn't want to talk about speedrunning news all the time, but now I want you to do that drop all the time. You know what's interesting just before we go to the break about that is to hear the way that Jimmy's talking about this thing that he's passionate about. It's not about, check it out. It's not even about check out my Twitch or like here's a cool thing that's going on. He's asking us to participate in this niche of the gaming world. Come join this esport that we are developing together. This is the new world that we live in. This is the place. It's not about check out this cool new game. It's like check out this community that we are coming together.
That's based
around
in games that are 20 years old.
That's also true.
Right?
Is like, Ocarina 20 years old? Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I would imagine. Yeah. I don't,
that wasn't your point, but go on.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, is that it's not even about what's fresh. It's not even about... Oh,
get
sorry.
Jimmy out of here.
That's my bad. I was,
why is Jimmy still in the room?
I didn't realize I was still in here.
Get out! We're going to break!
Oh my god, that was so funny. The way it's so stupid. I looked at the computer we heard him typing and we both just did like a slow burn to the computer.
Are your hands moving?
What are you doing here?
Is Justin typing?
Oh, so rude. So rude. All right, we'll be back with Tales from Tyrion.
That one's a little different because I was trying not to cough, but I think it worked out really well.
I think it sounds great. It always sounds great.
You're going to need to disinfect this mic.
Why? You're the only one that uses it.
Oh, great. Yeah. Can I just take it home with me?
It'd be hard if
Thanks.
You forgot.
Tales of Tyria. Exciting time. I call this the in-between time. It's like the seasonal lull. In the real world, they call it a content drought.
Is that like the ocean between?
Yes. This is where I can go to either Toy Story Land or Tangled. But if I try to go to Toy Story Land, it won't let me, and I'll end up at Tangled. Linear, non-linear game. Anyway, about this game. So one of the things that ArenaNet has really worked hard to avoid are content droughts. That's where there is a long lull between new things being added to the game. This is a challenging thing, but it's necessary for online role-playing games because you have to have a reason to log in every day. It was, one of the things that they offer is a daily login rewards in which I have a flawless attendance record on my son's account that I log in for. On mine, something happened, and I still am angry about it.
We don't like to talk about that day.
Something in the support ticket did not take me seriously.
Support ticket did not take me seriously.
I could show you the emails. the love and dedication to not grant me my chest of loyalty just seems unfair. but we are not in a content drought. Today, actually, if I'm not mistaken, it's the first day of the Chinese New Year.
Correct.
And so we've been enjoying a two-week festival of the Lunar New Year, they call it in Guild Wars. And so there have been a lot of pig-related activities, races to do around lighting off fireworks within the arena.
Have you heard, I only know this because before we started recording this show, I went on a very rare, never happened before rare, walk with my son to kind of, because we had a lot to eat for dinner, so we were going to walk it off. And he learned at school the story of the Chinese New Year. Do you know that the sequence of the animals, that it was chosen because when there was like a lunar, this is how he described it, there was like this lunar monster that said, this is, it's New Year, we're going to decide who, and we're going to have a race.
And then
they raced, and then that race dictated the order of the animals' years.
I'd forgotten that. If you'd asked me, I wouldn't have been able to tell you, but that sounds familiar.
I never learned that in school, I don't think. That's, or at least that day, I was not paying attention.
You're like, you did go to school in Modesto. Did you go to school with any, and no judgment, did you go to school with any Chinese
your voice
kids?
Then.
No judgment.
There you go.
Did you go to school with any Chinese people?
No.
Well, there you go.
We had George Lucas.
That's all
no
you need.
No Chinese people.
That's all you need. You're all done.
And almonds. we call them almonds.
Almonds.
Sorry. So Lunar Year.
So what's so interesting? It's kind of a long way around. But one of the activities to do in this human city, if you remember in Guild Wars, there's five main cities. The human city often has a lot of the festivals, this being one of them. Now that we say that, I should go check out the other cities. so I think things are happening. I have to go.
So many
other things happening.
What if there's like a Halloween, a holiday?
They're in different cities this whole time. There might be other activities. So I'm going around. They're like, you have 10 minutes to find all the fireworks in this. It's a rather large map. Go around and light them all.
Racist.
no, racing. Within 10 minutes. So I'm going around. Dun, 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 and I find this area that is themed like the newest game, which is based on, it's the Path of Fire, and it has this sort of like deserty environment to it. And in the original Guild Wars, there were three games that came out. There was Guild Wars, which had a weird byline, which is set in this traditional fantasy world with dwarves and giants, and it looked very Tolkien. Then they made a second game called Factions, which was set in this Asian-inspired environment with ninjas and assassins, and it has these Chinese-Korean vibe to it. That's what the Lunar New Year is pulling back to, is that game. And then they had a third game called Nightfall, which was set in this African-inspired environment. And the latest game in Guild Wars 2 is set back in that African environment. So there's a lot of sand and things. So early in development for Guild Wars 2, it was reported that the idea of this human city would be all the major human alliances, all in, like a kind of a district of New York. Like you'd have, here in LA, we have Chinatown, we have Japantown, we have historic Filipino town. But they would have that within this, there would be a borough for the Nightfall that would be this African inspired environment. Racist. And then there would be this borough that would be based on the Asian environment. And so But during development, I knew this, but I had it wrong. It did not test well in the Asian markets, environment that was based on factions. And so they were up until the end of they had to release the game. And instead of redesigning it or building something new, they just gutted the whole area and they pulled a giant sinkhole in the middle of the map and they call it the Great Collapse. And then they built a lore around it that something had happened in the city and they lost the section.
Was there a story behind this change or you just...
So the story was, the real story or the lore story?
I don't know.
Okay. In the lore, they said that there was this part of the map and that a sinkhole and there was like maybe somebody, they pointed to different creatures and stuff, like there's wonder to it. And since then they've corrected, and this is actually where the festivals and things happen now, is in this quarter that is now this kind of open giant arena that happens there. So it's interesting to see the architecture and stuff right now, because what the real world answer was that ArenaNet put out, they said Asian markets did not like this Asian inspired quarter because they wanted a more cohesive look. I took that to mean that they didn't like a medieval looking map with this one little quarter of being this Asian inspired area. And I've even talked about it on this show that I felt like that was unfortunate in an attempt to satisfy all of the world. We get robbed of this experience. And like, well, I would have liked to see this. So as I'm doing this race, running around and come into this environment that is clearly African inspired, I'm like, oh, did they decide? Because in the game, there's an element of there's refugees coming from that area. And I thought, oh, maybe they finally went, screw that, we're going to do whatever we want. And they rethemed this area to say that those refugees are moving here. So I look up in the wiki. Turns out, no, that's what that environment has always looked at. And so I had to go back and re-educate myself. When they said that the Asian-inspired markets wanted things to have a cohesive look, what they meant is the Chinese people did not like that there was Korean architecture mixed with Chinese. And the Korean market did not like that there was Chinese architecture mixed in with the Korean. And so both of them said, we want a cohesive look, meaning I don't like that other people's stuff in there, which is crazy that one of the developers is even like, this is fantasy. Like, we take Celtic inspirations, this African inspirations mixed with English, mixed with German, mixed with whatever, and they kind of poured it together and made something new come out of it. And they're like, well, it's just not going to work. So they said, well, rather than remake something all new that's going to satisfy someone,
scorched earth.
Take it away. And this is the problem with taking all white people in America. Maybe they weren't all white, but let's guess they were.
Chances are.
pretty good chance. Westerners at the very least, and making a game without the cultural sensitivities of how the rest of the world, and then taking it to them and being like, no, that's offensive. We don't like it. It seems to me that maybe they should have, if they had plans to sell it in Asian markets, they probably should have had some Asian markets helping with the development. That's maybe hindsight's 20/20. I don't know.
But listen, if there's one thing I could weigh in on, it's racism. And you can't tell me that there wasn't one Asian person on a development team.
That's it. That you seems fair.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody. They might have been an American Asian.
Hey, yeah, I don't think
that
might be true. That's a good point. It'd be interesting. None of that, I think, is official. Some of that's like interviews that people have done afterwards or like postmortems, like, hey, this is what it was like. So the official line on the wiki still says a cohesive look. But defining what a cohesive look is has a much deeper wealth to it. So
no kidding. Jeez,
so that's the dirty news in the news from Tyria.
What's the clean news?
The game is great. Play it. Oh. I'm level 255. I need 18 more mastery points, and then I have max mastery points, and then I can walk around like a senior, like an
Do
elite.
They play, like, Staying Alive when you walk around?
I will, every time I play. If I download the boombox.
I'm a 255 with 18 master points.
Yeah!
You can live!
In our last moments, our waning moments together, I have some exciting news for you coming out of the Sony world.
Oh.
They are making a sequel to Groundhog's Day.
Yeah! Bill Murray.
But wait.
Oh.
Because I hinted that earlier, Bill Murray, peg it, it's only a video game.
Yeah!
Are you really excited?
I think so. I like, unless it's going to be one of those like Telltale. Like, I like Telltale, nope. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I,
it's on our vibe, yeah.
Yeah, but I like, no, I've played them. I like them on the Vita. Like, I played all the Walking Dead ones, and I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
The one I didn't get into was the Back to the Future for some reason, but if it was that, then I'd be like, oh, well, that's...
Yeah, or Homestar Runner. Great gerb. Did you play those?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was them. That was them, yeah.
I would play that, I think.
It's pretty fun.
But the but if it's like a game about ground, I would be interested.
So it comes from PlayStation VR. So not necessarily the gaming areas. Oh, he's less interested. Oh. We lost him. We lost him in VR. So
VR is for Star Trek, bitch.
That's not Sony. That's the problem. That's the problem. So they
I can watch somebody's hand awkwardly try to
and the guy like, what was he doing? Drinking from his water bottle? Why wasn't he helping me at E3 when that demo did not work?
Because we were both laughing, bro.
We could have been anyway. So the
number one, engage.
I can't.
I'm trying to. Number one, the Klingons are on us.
Too busy looking at your body.
Number one, strengthen your wrist. Apply your forefinger to the impulse engines. Engage.
You know what? I'll do it myself. So this division of Sony has been created not to make games but to make VR experiences. So they are looking at the wealth of Sony IPs.
So you could walk through the Groundhog
better. So, but then they actually involved a game developer, but they had like so they didn't want it to be like a AAA title. They were like, we're not going to spend that kind of money. It's sort of intentionally an interactive movie with gameplay elements is probably the best way to put it. So in the story of it, you are Bill Murray's son who has grown up in Punxsutawney, and it is the day before Groundhog's Day. And you know, because dad has told you at some point in your life, the reason why he's so beloved in this town is because he used to be a jerk, and then he was forced for some reason to relive the same day over and over until he got it right. And now that's happening to you on the day before.
Are you a jerk?
I gather from that. So what I think the game comes down to is repeating the same day and over again and experiencing conversation trees or events that you can do to trigger things until you learn enough like role-playing information about the other characters to finally do and say the things that you need to be doing to be a kind person.
On paper,
yeah,
that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But the idea of playing it, I got to be honest, is really intriguing.
It looks pretty cool. Yeah.
To me, how is that different than any kind of platforming type game, right? Like, I have to figure out the sequence of steps.
That's exactly right.
Something Die Repeat.
Live Die Repeat. Yeah. So it's a dark comedy. They said that straight out. So it's going to be funny. But it's going to be a little weird at times, I think. I imagine there's a stretch of time where you can commit suicide.
Who do they get to play Bill Murray in
that movie? It's not Bill Murray. It's Bill Murray's son. I don't know if Bill Murray's
Bill Murray
in
doesn't
it.
Even talk to him?
They declined to comment whether or not he was working on it. Oh. So that means we're still trying to get him on board. We have not figured out how many zeros.
Messages on his voicemail.
That's probably more true.
Everybody has.
Yeah, that man can disappear. I heard David Letterman years ago talking about that. Like, when you want to, you just disappear. Yeah. You can just go away. And he's like, yeah. And that's David Letterman being like, we've been trying to book you on the show for like 3 weeks, and you haven't called us back.
Probably longer than 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Have you seen the Bill Murray doc about that?
No.
I got to look it up. But there's a Bill
Murray. Go home and Google it.
Go home and Google lied to you. Why don't we just do our own drops?
Who doesn't like rated R movies?
Google lied to you.
But it's everybody has a Bill Murray story, like, you know, the legend.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's like, this person's in a diner, and then Bill Murray walks up to their table, takes a handful of fries,
right,
and just leans in and goes, nobody will believe you, and eats them and walks away. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, everybody has one of those stories. It's called the Bill Murray Stories, Life Lessons Learned from a Mythical Man.
That's amazing.
And it's this documentarian who follows around and learns more about all these little
You can see show up at parties and give young women advice on dating and relationships and self-boundaries.
Yeah,
and
he met this guy at a bar at South by Southwest. And he said he liked him or whatever. And he goes, like, what are you doing? He was like, I don't know. I'm going to a party later. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, where's your place? And he's like, and he thought he was just being nice. And then later on, Bill Murray showed up at the party. And then, like, they have a band set up in this guy's apartment. Bill Murray's playing the tambourine.
That's amazing.
And then the cops show up. And they're like, the cops here, we got to stop. And Bill, he's like, hold on. And then he goes up to the cop and they go, wait, you're Bill Murray. He's like, yeah. He's like, we're just trying to have fun, you know. And then the party picks up again and the cops hang out and party. Like, that kind of stuff. And there's a,
he's
honestly
a god using his powers for good.
It is honestly a really interesting documentary if you like that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
And what I like the most about it, honestly, and I'm not going to ruin it because I think I don't want to say it because I think it really gives the movie a good payoff, is that there's a theory behind why he does what he does and that there is a bigger intent than we're all aware. And so I really think it's called The Bill Murray Stories, and check it out. I think I saw it on Amazon Prime. I don't know if it was free,
great,
but I think I zapped it for like $3.
Great. But it's probably at the library then.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I get it. That's where I get all my movies.
Bro.
Listen, use your local library. You're paying for it.
Why?
First of all, through your taxes. Your taxes are paying for that.
Yeah, but if I start using it, then in 10 years, I still have to pay for it.
That
if
I don't understand.
If I, the government works slow, so in 10 years,
yeah,
right? If
yeah.
I don't use the library, then in 10 years, then they'll be like, guys, nobody's using the library anymore except for homeless people. Let's shut this down. They got all the books on the interwebs.
I don't know. If all the cities to say that, it would be yours. Burbank, but there are a lot of rich people that use your library.
Yeah, no, Burbank is huge for like it's for kids though. I think that they should make there's like a 10% square footage to the overall library dedicated to kids.
Yeah,
I think at least at Burbank, I don't know where it is everywhere else, but at least at Burbank, it should be the other way around. 90% of the library
I feel like
should
the
kids, 10% for homeless people searching porn on the computers.
The Burbank library down
the
street.
Bring back
here.
The old Blockbuster curtain for the adult closet, the adult movie closet.
Wow!
And let the homeless people go in there and pleasure themselves.
This is taking a turn.
What happened?
You kept talking.
I think we're off Twitch, guys. I think it happened.
Just cover that up. Just going
Black
right
sensor
on.
Bob. How wild is it that wasn't it last week you brought the Ghostbusters thing in?
And here we are. Yeah,
ghost,
I still have that. There you go.
Got Bill Murray.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Bill Murray movie being turned into a video game.
What will happen next? I'm hoping Short Circuit.
I think that as soon as we wake up, we're going to come back and do the show again.
No!
Don't forget to tune in to the show live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific
time.
Follow that daylight standard, daylight savings and standard time situation, because that's how we roll here in California. But if you go to twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller, you can watch the show live. You can watch Kevin playing Kingdom Hearts 6. And when I say playing, what we all really understand is hating.
Yeah.
You could see
it. No, I love the game. I liked Kingdom Hearts 3 a lot, so I'm definitely enjoying Kingdom Hearts 6.
You play Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yeah, that's the game currently. Kingdom Hearts 6 is
why
a game.
Why did I say so? Oh,
you made it up.
My joke from earlier. I'm an idiot.
But I wouldn't play the game if I didn't love it. I did not play another. I played a final.
To be fair, you like a game where you sleep.
That's fair. But that doesn't mean I don't like it.
We
just have different tastes.
Right.
I ate bone marrow tonight. Did I tell you that?
Tune in next week where we find out why did Kevin eat bone marrow, kids. On behalf of the KevinMiller.com, this is Justin Worship saying,
okay, bye.